Welcome. This is Maria Mizzi, and this is your serving of inspiration. Today, the inspiration that I wanted to share with you was movement, exercise. It is definitely one of the things that I've had in my life for almost 2 decades, and even before that, that really helps me stay motivated to inspire me to do more things. Because when we exercise, then we are able to have that energy that we need to go forth and do the things that we want to do. The interesting thing about nutrition and fitness, both of them, is that they're really constantly evolving, right? We always hear different kinds of exercise, different ways of eating, and that is exactly what happens because we're constantly out there studying different things, testing out different ways and new ways that science is achieving optimal health for us. And I wanted to share with you the top 3 types of exercises, both to just stay healthy and happy, but also for weight loss and keeping it off. What I find is getting fit and healthy is a combination of the nutrition, of the food that you're eating, physical movement, making sure that you're moving on a consistent basis, and your mindset, the things that we're thinking. Now, all of these really play an important role in staying healthy, in losing weight if you need to, and then keeping it off and developing that lifestyle. I bet you want to know, ready to know the types of exercises that are most effective? I did a lot of research in there, and I wanted to make sure I gave you the top 3 that you can even start doing today. Now, the first type that I find is most effective and is really my favorite type of training, it's called high intensity interval training. And you may have heard it called HIIT training. Exactly what is that? How does it work? Well, HIIT training really consists of short bursts of intense exercise and a short period of time for recovery. I guess you can think of it this way. For example, you might be like jogging in place really hard, going for it, breathing, feeling that heart rate go up, and you're doing that for 40 seconds, and then you drop to a slower pace, and you just move your feet slowly for 20 seconds, and you let your heart rate come down, and you repeat this process for about 15 to 30 minutes, and you could change up the exercise that you're doing in that time as well. And so basically what I find is if you're doing this, you want to repeat it or have 7 to 10 different types of movements that you can do. And really what we're trying to do is tire out the body to really get the most out of that movement so you maximize what you're doing and get it done in a short period of time. So 15 to 30 minutes is all you need on a consistent basis. The intensity of the workout is really meant to push the heart and lungs much harder than you'd normally do and get you stronger over time, and the rest in between are really allowing you to recover. And I found consistently this has been the exercises that my clients have also most have stayed with the longest period of time, and they've built the most muscle and stamina. They burn fat long after they've completed the HIIT exercise, and it's boosting your metabolism. The second type of exercise that I love, this is a great one and so important for us, is strength training. So strength training can definitely be, it's a form of resistance, right? Because we want to build strength. So it can come from the typical way that we think of strength training through weights. But we can also use bands. There's lots of cool resistance bands out there now, perfect for when we're traveling. Or you could even use your body weight. And what this does, this allows the muscle to increase not only in strength, but in size and endurance. For example, you might do some dips off the back of a chair or a bench. So a dip is just maybe if you're sitting on the chair and you slide off the chair and you use your arms to lift up and down. That would be an example of a dip. Or you could even think of a push-up, something like that. That's a body weight exercise, doing it in that aspect. Or you could grab a set of hand weights and maybe you're going to hold on to those hand weights and you're going to do squats for a certain period of time, and that's working your legs at a better resistance. Strength training really allows you to focus on building that lean, toned muscle, and it helps to reduce muscle loss in the future that also comes as we age. Now, since muscle requires more energy to maintain, increased muscle mass, speeds up the metabolism, and helps you burn fat. Another great bonus of doing some exercise. And the last one is cardiovascular exercise. And we can kind of know what this one is. This is probably the one that we hear about most or that we've been doing the most. And that's more of a type of an aerobic exercise where we're just kind of focusing on getting our heart rate up. Something we're thinking maybe running, power walking, biking, even dancing. And this is a nice way to kind of mix it up in the gym and add this into your workout. Getting outside and doing some fun training outside, maybe with a buddy or a training group, is excellent. And you'll really improve your cardiovascular fitness. And this really increases the fat burning as well. And it's so great for your heart and cardiovascular system. And like I said, I recommend really combining this type of exercise with the first two that I mentioned, that strength training or even that HIIT training, for maximal results. So find the movement that you can stay consistent with, something that feels good for your body and fits your lifestyle. Try out different things. There's so many gyms out there. You can hit up YouTube. There's lots of ideas there. You can go right to my website, mariamizzi.com. I have workouts on there as well. So find the thing that works for you that can get your body moving so that you can feel your best. And let me know in the comments below what kind of exercise you've decided to do consistently and how it's working for you. Don't forget to go to my website, to mariamizzi.com, and you can grab your free guide. And there is actually a video right in that free guide, mariamizzi.com/free guide.